This app burned $42 million in 3 minutes, and it was totally worth it to dominate the Super Bowl. I'm talking about Temu. This is the internet megastore with thrift shop vibes. They're selling everything from blankets to Bluetooth speakers at blowout prices. But here's the weird part. These guys didn't exist 24 months ago, and now they're having an arm wrestle with Amazon. So how did they get here? I did some digging, and I'm going to bring that all to you today. It's a crazy story. Before I get to that, if you're new here, my name's John Davids. I've helped my clients make over $200 million working with my growth agencies. You can learn all about that at johndavids.com. I share content like this to help you grow your business, marketing, growth, brand, all the good stuff. If you like what I'm dropping, all I ask is that you like, subscribe, comment, engage, share. That is all I ask. The content is free, but you got to do your part. You got to share it with your friends. And of course, if you like it, head over to johndavids.com, get on my newsletter. Let's get to today's show.
You're listening to Making It with John Davids.
So today we're talking Temu, and before I get into it too much, I just want to say off the top, I know a lot of people are going to be giving me flack for even talking about Temu. When I talked about Shein, another fast fashion, hyper fast fashion brand, wow, did my comments blow up on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on YouTube. So I'm going to talk about it, guys. I'm going to give the whole story, and I love this stuff. I come at it with a commercial commerce business background. So I know there's lots of conversations to have around the labor practices, the environment, all that kind of stuff, way above my pay grade, not something I'm going to get into too much. Let's talk about business and let's learn from the best. Rewind to 2015. We're talking about Colin Huang. So he's been polishing up his marketing skills and he's getting really good at selling stuff online. So he decides that he wants to launch an e-commerce business. He calls it Pinduoduo. And I know I'm butchering that name, but Pinduoduo, it's actually called PDD now, the parent company, but I'll call it Pinduoduo. Colin's targeting China's rural shoppers, loads of consumers that have been totally snubbed by the big guys for years. Now he just needs to get their attention with his new e-commerce site, and he has a great idea on how to do that. So remember, Pinduoduo is selling low-price stuff to high-demand buyers. A lot of people, hundreds of millions of people in rural China that have not been served by the big players, by the AliExpresses of the world, by the Alibabas of the world, by the Tmalls. So Colin makes some very smart moves early on. Number one, he leans into group buying. Think Groupon, right? This is 2015, so it was big then, probably actually after Groupon's prime, but China's a different market. Pushing shoppers to share products with friends to unlock big discounts. Number two, he makes it fun with games that detonate your dopamine. We're talking spinny wheels, lucky draws, 60-second flash sales. If you want to buy these earrings, they're $3, but for the next 60 seconds, they're 50 cents. Get them while they're hot. That's a lot of fun. People want to play those games and get those products. And number three, he ties into China's everything app, WeChat. WeChat really is the everything app in China. Picture Uber and Facebook and Instagram and Google and DoorDash and 15 other things meshed into one. That's WeChat. So it's everything in China from a communication standpoint. He plugs in and makes it super easy with one tap to blast Pinduoduo to everyone you know. And it all works. Within 2 years, just 2 years, the site racks up 100 million users. But Colin's just warming up. Our boy's not done yet. Fast forward to 2022. Sales are now at $14 billion. Profits are gushing. I think it was like $1.5 billion in profits by 2022. Time to head west. Colin and crew pack up. They spin up a new app called Temu, taking all the features of Pinduoduo with a dash of American flavor. But this is less of a launch and more of a frontal assault. They drop $500 million on ads right away, flooding your feeds at every swipe. Thumbs are tapping fast. Now, remember how I told you that it took Pwindodo 2 years to hit 100 million users? Well, Temu gets there in 8 months. All right, less than half the time, Temu is exploding, probably had a lot more firepower the second time, and I bet you it was a much better product than Pwindodo was when it launched because they had all those learnings, all those insights, all those best practices from day one. What happens next? They triple down. They go even harder. Let's talk about the marketing playbook. Now, this marketing playbook, let's be honest, is basically an all-out arms race. Full-scale siege, market invasion. It's a sprint for the top spot on the Apple and Android charts. So here's what they're spending. Their marketing spend, $2 billion on Meta ads in 2023. That's an estimate. Meta actually denies that number, but it was somewhere between $1.5 and $2 billion that they spent just on Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. That's Meta. It ranks right now as a top 5 buyer on Google ads. So the biggest buyers on Google, if I had to guess, I would say Amazon's the biggest buyer on Google, probably Walmart. A top 5 player we know is Temu. And finally, it got more Super Bowl screen time than Taylor Swift. Now, I said at the beginning, $42 million. That's 6 ad spots times $7 million, $42 million. In reality, they probably didn't pay full freight because some of those spots happened before the big game, in the pre-show, in the after show. So realistically, they probably paid something like 25 or 30 million bucks. But guys, 6 spots for a company that's not even 2 years old at the Super Bowl, that's mega, mega exposure. They will do what they must to sell you a $4 portable nose hair clipper. And by God, by Jove, you're going to hit that orange button. Temu is making sure of it. So here's my take. Shoppers have been jumping in very fast. Revenue was somewhere between $3 billion and $6 billion by estimates in 2023. Of course, the parent company, which is now called PDD, does not break out Temu revenue. So that's an estimate, but $3 to $6 billion is a pretty fair estimate. But hold on to your $2 bike bells. It's still early. You see, Amazon still has the top shopping app spot. It bounces a little bit, but by and large, Amazon is always the number one shopping app in the US. Walmart is number two, and it's not going anywhere for the moment at least. But who is clutching on to that number three spot right now? It is Temu. Quick break so I can tell you about DemandScope. DemandScope is a performance marketing agency that helps you acquire new customers, keep them hooked, and scale profitably. Google ads, Instagram ads, TikTok ads, landing pages, email, and more. There are so many ways to get customers today, but if you're not doing it right, you'll end up blowing a whole bunch of money. And that's why I launched DemandScope. We're here to make sure you're doing it right. Get more customers today and scale effectively. Learn more at demandscope.co. That's demandscope.co. So I want to talk about a few other things that are really interesting about the business model. Now, the first one, probably the most interesting one, is the insane competitive advantage that Temu has, and Shein also has this. That's their big competitor, which I'll talk about soon. AliExpress is another one. Again, I'll talk about the competitors in a minute, but it's called the de minimis threshold. So I want to talk about a few other things that make this such an interesting business model. And it starts off with the de minimis tax exemption. Now, JD is no tax expert. I don't know much about this, but I do know that foreign companies benefit a great deal from the de minimis tax exemption in the US. So basically, back in the 1930s, the US Congress passed a law that said if you buy something under a certain threshold, I think it was like $200 when it started, it's up to $800 now, you don't need to declare it. You don't need to declare that you bought it. You don't need to declare what it is. There's no customs requirement for it, as long as it's under this amount. Again, it was $200, it's now $800 in the US. And that applies to people. The reason for the law in the first place was so that if you went to Paris for the week and you bought a little souvenir Eiffel Tower to bring home to your kids, you wouldn't need to declare the Eiffel Tower trinket, which cost you $9. That would fall under the de minimis tax exemption. So what did the geniuses over in China figure out? the folks over at Temu, Chris and Co., figured out, Colin and Co., I should say, figured out that you can apply this to what they sell. So when they ship you a product, a bike bell, a toaster, a blender, a rug, and it's under $800, they don't have to declare it and they don't have to pay any tax on it, any duties. Now, for comparison, a player like The Gap, which is based in the United States, right? It's domiciled in the US. They need to pay, I think they paid like $700 million in equivalent taxes last year. What did Temu pay? Nothing. When they make product in China and they ship it into the US because the consumer is buying it in the US, it doesn't cost them anything. But when Gap puts huge orders in for shirts and shoes and pants and cargos and has them made in China and then sent on a cargo ship over to the United States, they got to pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxes on those imports. So because of the de minimis tax exemption, which who knows, Congress might get rid of it at some point, but for the time being, it is a huge money saver for Temu. So that's number one. The next thing I want to talk about is the competition. So listen, you've got Shein. I've talked a lot about Shein before, so we know about them. But then you have AliExpress. Now, AliExpress, guys, has been around, like I discovered it in, I think, like 2013, 14. I'm sure it was around before then, probably 2010 or 2008. And AliExpress is basically the sister company of Alibaba, which is the huge Amazon-type company in China. And AliExpress lets you buy small quantity stuff and buy it internationally. So I can buy all kinds of things. For example, I really love novelty slippers. I'm going to show you guys something. So if you're not on the YouTube, get on the YouTube to see this. But on the podcast, I'm holding up my slippers. So my slippers right here, I love novelty slippers. I'm always wearing these in the house, in the studio. I just love them. And they're all characters and they're all funny. I've got my red running shoe slippers on right now. I buy these on AliExpress and I buy them for like $3, $4. I think if you bought them here in North America, they would cost like $35, but I buy them for dirt cheap on AliExpress. I have been for 10 years doing that, and probably the same stuff on Temu is sold. And so you can buy all this stuff for very, very cheap in small quantities. Why is that special? Because when you're shopping on these sites, you're shopping directly from the manufacturer. And that's why it's so cheap. It's one of the reasons it's so cheap. And it's one of the reasons you can get pretty much anything because you're going to the manufacturer. They can just make it. Even if they don't carry it as a regular product in their assortment, they can just make it. And so I've been shopping on AliExpress for years, and now Temu and Shein come along. So I don't know what's been happening recently and why AliExpress wasn't like the biggest player in the world 10 years ago. And why Shein and Temu seem to be right now. I can only imagine it's marketing. I think Shein cornered TikTok, they cornered influencers, and Temu is doing the same thing with paid ads. And so that's where they are really shining, and AliExpress just never quite did that. So how it actually works at Temu, the supply chain is made up of manufacturers directly, and it's a marketplace model. So Temu doesn't hold inventory, Temu doesn't make anything. They simply create a marketplace for buyers and sellers, very similar to how Amazon works, similar to how Walmart works, similar to how Shein works. They're all kind of the same. They're not making stuff and selling it. It's manufactured, and you're buying it in a marketplace. And that's super important because it means that they don't have to worry about listing new products on the site themselves. Other people do it for them. That's why, by the way, you'll see thousands of new products every single day. Most of those things are just manufacturers putting stuff on their website to see if you'll buy it. It's basically a suggestion, a survey. Hey, do you want this? Yes? Cool, we'll make it and sell it to you. No? All right, we'll just take the JPEG off the site and we're never gonna make it anyhow. That's how the site works. It's not as though all these things are getting made. Now, a lot of stuff is getting made, and that's the whole thing with fast fashion, H&M, Zara, they're all making a lot of stuff. But the reality is it looks a lot more than it is on Temu. Now, where do I think this is going? Look, Amazon is still by far the bigger player. Amazon is the biggest marketer in the world, $44 billion last year. So the $2 or $3 billion that Temu spent is nothing, not even 10% of what Amazon spent. And there's a long way to go. And I'm sure Amazon will keep upping their game now that they can see the competition nipping at their heels. So I think there's a long way to go, but I'd watch out. I mean, look, if you check out the charts, they are definitely bouncing up. If you look at Shein and Temu, yes, Amazon and Walmart are number one and number two right now, but the most downloaded shopping app in the world was Temu last year, and Shein was not far behind. So I would say there is a serious chance that Temu will grow and grow and pose a real threat to Amazon's retail business over the next 5 to 10 years. It's game on, and I have got my popcorn out. I'm watching, I'm excited, and I'm learning a ton about how it's all happening. Now, by the way, I'm not gonna get into it here because there's way too much to talk about, but if you go to Temu's website, you will see so much that you can learn from in terms of merchandising, in terms of social proof, in terms of faith building. I'm talking a ton about faith building in my book coming out in 2024, where I talk about all the ways to build faith with ratings and testimonials and putting that front and center. There's so much to learn. If you are in e-commerce, if you're in online retail, just go to the user interface of Temu and take all the ideas, because there is so much to learn. I want to know what you guys think about Temu. Let me know. Get me at johndavids.com. Get me on the newsletter, of course, on YouTube. Get in the comments. Let me know by liking, by subscribing, by leaving a review, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you're getting this. And I will talk to you guys next time.